Today we're talking about Twitch, and this is Work in Progress. Hello everyone, this is Work in Progress, and I am Ishmael Lavallee, your host, and today we have a guest, Ryan Baristow.
How you doing, guys?
Today we're talking about Twitch. Ryan is he's a streamer on Twitch, as I am myself.
As casual as they come, yeah. But nonetheless.
Yeah, so like, if you want to check him out, his name will be somewhere on the screen, and so will mine. So how long have you been on Twitch?
I started watching Twitch.
Actually, I should mm-hmm. probably start off with like, what is Twitch for those, because this is probably going to be on LinkedIn. So
yeah,
I'm sure the majority of our audience don't even, well, not to say that they don't even know, but they probably, some of them are probably not aware of what Twitch is. So Twitch is a live streaming platform where people stream themselves playing video games. It used to be mostly video games, but now...
It used to be strictly video games.
Yeah, it used to be very strictly video games, but now it's, like, pretty much everything. Like, as long as it's appropriate for for online. So you have artists, you have people cooking, you have people doing crafts, like, all kinds of stuff. You even have people just, like, using their phones, going about their, like, daily lives.
Traveling the world.
Yeah, so right now it's, like, everything. So, I'll ask again, Ryan, so how long have you been on Twitch?
I think I started watching Twitch around, I think, August 2011. It's been a long time.
Oh, that's very specific.
It was very, very different than what it is today. Very few big streamers, very few big personalities. Today, it's, you can watch whatever you want, whenever you want.
Was that, like, pre-PewDiePie?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Maybe he was around. I never watched him back then, but...
Okay. Who did you watch back then?
I watched the people. There used to be a site before Twitch called Justin TV, which was also owned by Twitch. They migrated to Twitch TV.
I think I remember Justin TV.
2010, 2011. So I watched a couple. I watched like Soda Pop and he plays World of Warcraft.
Yes, I remember Justin TV. Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of the bigger streamers now. But he used to always play World of Warcraft and everyone was, you know, their early 20s and just being stupid and having laughs.
So, like, most people, they always, like, they when they see people, like, it's like, oh, you watch other people play games? All that, and I always find that so ridiculous. It's like, you watch sports, right?
Yeah.
Like, you watch people play games?
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, I mean, it's become a new sport. Like,
oh, there's plenty of money invested in esports and...
Yeah, like, big time.
Selling out stadiums for... Watching 10 people sit at computers and play video games, you know, 300 feet from you in the middle of an ice rink.
that part, like, really baffles me, though. Like, because, I mean, it's hard to see what's really going on.
Well, I've been to one.
You've been to one?
I went to the summer finals for the League of Legends champion in 2016. It was in Toronto at the Air Canada Center.
Wow.
They had the Jumbotron up all around the stage. They had a stage in the center of the arena. There was no ice, obviously. It was summer.
Wow.
So they were all set up. You couldn't see what... They were actually playing on their computers. You could tell, like, who the players were, but you had to watch on a jump. So you were watching it on a screen anyways, even though you were there.
So it was, like, a huge championship. Who won?
We went for the semifinals and the finals of the North American. My team finished third place, of course, C9. I bought a jersey, had all the stickers on my face and the fake tattoos and stuff.
Nice.
So it was fun. It was an experience for sure. The energy in the stadium was insane.
Yeah.
It was, you were watching people play video games, but you had goosebumps for 3 hours straight. It was crazy.
That's insane.
And that's all a video game, which used to be, you know, you play video games, what are you doing with your life?
Exactly.
And now it's like, you play video games professionally, and you have a six-figure contract.
Now it's like, you're playing video games, how good are you? You streaming?
Yeah.
That's like what a lot of people ask now. It's like, if you're a big gamer, they ask you, like, do you stream on Twitch or?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was just to go through a couple of things. Mm-hmm. So we went over what Twitch is, and all the different kinds of streamers. So when did you start streaming?
I played around with it. I got my first computer that was good enough to stream probably, I think it was around 2013. We used to, there's always, you want to find a niche that you fit into. to try and attract people to what you're doing because it's so overpopulated with whatever.
Yeah.
So our thing was Friday nights we'd have a drunk stream where every time someone would die in the video game, we'd take a shot or we'd take a drink.
Yeah.
But what it was is we had everyone's webcam on the screen instead of just me.
Okay.
So we had five or six webcams up on the screen. So that was the entertainment value, was that there was multiple of us and you got to see everyone's reactions to everything.
That's pretty cool.
So that worked for a little while. That was fun. I worked a job where I didn't have strict hours, so mm-hmm. every day changed. So it was really hard to keep up a schedule. And a lot of us didn't have Friday nights off back then either, because not a lot of us, we all had different jobs and different times. So,
well, that's the other thing too, is whenever you're doing it with other people, it's working around their schedules as well. Like I'm doing it alone and I'm having a hard time to like commit with regularly streaming myself. So you've been streaming since
2013 off and on. I tried keeping a steady schedule, but
yeah,
it's hard.
So when did you, so when you're on Twitch, they have what they call like Twitch affiliate.
Yeah.
So that's when you can actually start making revenue from Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And like to qualify for affiliate, you need to have at least 50 followers. You need to have 3 on average viewers
mm-hmm.
during your streams. And you have to, stream 300 hours.
No, that's
300,
for partner. 300 minutes.
300 minutes, yeah. 300 minutes within a period of 30 days and 7
unique days.
Unique days.
Which you can cheat, by the way, if you stream in the night to the next day.
Oh, so I guess my New Year's stream kind of counted as 2 streams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, neat. Good to know. I'm just starting off on Twitch. I started on New Year's, actually. Literally New Year's Eve, I streamed all the way to New Year's. So I'm trying to get to affiliate right now, and it's not that easy.
It looks easy on paper, but the Twitch grind is real.
Yeah, like you have the main thing that people tell me is that you need to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So like you need to stream every. Like,
if you're going to tell people you're going to stream at 8 o'clock, you need to tell them, or you need to be there at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, basically. And I'm I have such a hard time with that. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be on it. I tell people I'm going to be on at like 8 o'clock. And then like, I'm like rushing to get everything.
That's the worst part.
Rushing to get everything. So most of the time I just like start my stream at 8, like even though I'm not completely ready and just put like, be right back. And then I start, but,
that's pretty common too. A lot of people start their streams and have like a 15-minute timer.
Yeah. So when it comes to affiliate and stuff, how you've been doing pretty well?
Well, I kind of got a lucky break. When I stream, it's mostly just for me and my friends. So we can see like mm-hmm. if we're playing games, we'll like to watch like the replays and that, or if anything funny happens, we like to clip it and watch it again.
Yeah.
But there was one night I was streaming and we were playing, and Tim the Tatman, he's one of the biggest names on Twitch now, was looking for people to carry him in World of Warcraft. And, well, I'm not the worst at it.
Nice.
So I got in to his group. There's only allowed 5 people per group in World of Warcraft, so it was a 1 in probably 900 people that signed up that I was going to be chosen for it. And after I got in, I convinced him to invite my friend as well.
Nice.
So we ran him through a couple dungeons and stuff, played with Tim for a couple hours, which he had 15,000 people watching him at the time play World of Warcraft.
Oof.
So this is my 10 minutes of fame in Twitch. At the end of his stream, my friend who was playing with us whispered Tim like in a private message and told him, you know, the guy playing with you, the Paladin, is also streaming. So at the end of his stream, he hosted me, which sends everyone watching his stream to my channel.
Oh my god!
So I'm streaming to like 3 or 4 people, and an alert pops up on my screen saying, Tim the Tatman is now hosting you for 15,000 odd viewers.
Oh my god!
And this was like midnight on a Wednesday, and my adrenaline was just through the roof.
I imagine. Oh
my gosh. I was just like, so I'm going to be tired for work tomorrow.
Yeah, because like you can't just like leave your stream when you see like, oh, okay, I'm going to have that many, which like ups your average of like viewers.
My
like,
average viewers per stream went up to like 2,000 something, because it was like 7 streams, right? Broken up.
So I mean, that's it. That's the other big part of like of getting higher up in Twitch is like, you know, networking with other people, networking with other people.
Lots of luck.
Yeah, you have affiliate and then you have partner, and like there's different benefits to both. Affiliate is the like first tier, and partner is when you're actually partners with Twitch. So you get different benefits with affiliate. You get, you know, you can have one sub slot for bit emotes.
An emote, just an emote.
Yeah, an emote.
They which call is them. An they're emojis, but on Twitch they call them emotes.
Yeah. So the basically what happens with that is when people subscribe to you when you're a Twitch affiliate. Because you can only be subscribed to whenever you're affiliate.
Yeah, that's when they start paying you $5 a month. Twitch takes a cut, you get a cut.
Yeah. So people can subscribe to you for $5 a month on Twitch. And when they subscribe to you, they can get one of your personal customized emotes.
We'll put mine right here.
Yeah. You'll have to send me it.
Yeah.
So you get that and you get a subscription and people can start giving you bits.
Yeah.
And bits is like a Twitch currency. So you can either on Twitch, you can either like donate through PayPal or you can like buy the Twitch currency.
Yeah.
And like use it to like cheer on Twitch, which I'm not sure what are the advantages to it.
Well, the bits are Twitch's personal way of donating to streamers, because before it used to be like third party, right? You'd leave Twitch, go to PayPal.
Yeah.
You completely excluded Twitch from it, which they obviously didn't like because that's revenue they're missing out on. So now they added, it's 100 bits for $1.29, I think.
Okay.
So 100 bits is a dollar. That's what, so if you cheer 100 bits on my channel, I get a dollar.
Okay.
The 29 cents that you pay is overhead of Twitch's cut.
Yeah. And for them, it's something that you can like purchase in the Twitch platform.
So it's Twitch's way of getting donation revenue versus your...
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was a smart move by them. It's fun.
And that's the thing. Once you're a partner, you can like get more emotes.
Yep.
And you can actually do like customize like cheers.
You can have your own cheer emotes.
Mm-hmm. Cheer emotes. So that's all stuff that you purchase with bits.
Yep.
So it's a smart business model.
Bits are really fun, to be honest. I enjoy, like, you know, I have a person on my channel who only talks by donating a bit and putting a sentence after it. So it's a penny every time they type in my chat, basically.
So do you have partner with?
No, I have affiliate.
Affiliate.
You don't get custom ones, but you still get bits.
Okay. So people can still talk to you through like bits.
Yeah.
So I was wondering like what was the whole.
Yeah, the only thing a partner has on bits versus affiliate is the customization. You can have your own. Because now, like, if you type cheer one, it'll put, like, a little triangle, gray triangle.
Oh, I see.
But if you put, like, blasty one, I can have, like, me taking a drink as a little gif in the cheer.
Yeah, or you can put, like, a video that plays every time. Yes, okay. Or a sound clip or anything like that. It's really crazy how customizable, like, the whole platform is.
Oh, yeah. You even watch, like, the big streamers that play the exact same game together at the same time, and their streams are completely different atmosphere, completely different layout.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole process for, like, setting up your stream by setting up, like, OBS.
Yeah, the capture software.
The capture software. For it, and there's so many different ones, like from what I've seen, there's a new one that I was looking at, and I forget which one it is.
Are we still talking about OBS?
OBS Live. It's an addition to OBS.
Yeah, there's OBS Live, which is Stream Elements version. They're a third party.
Stream Elements. That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, they released OBS Live recently because OBS is an open source project. They let anyone customize it to their thing. Streamlabs also has their own, which is nice. They just let you have all the Stream Elements and stream stuff in your tabs without having to go to a web page.
Is Stream Elements a paid one or?
Nope.
No,
I think they both have options to like support them for more customizability and whatnot.
Okay,
or more support. Or I'm not 100% sure,
but like I was doing a little bit of research and
XSplit used to. XSplit has a subscription fee. It's another.
Okay.
I don't know how much it used to be, because when I first started, OBS and XSplit were the only two you had to stream with, really. They were the two main contenders. OBS was free. It was a bit more complicated to set up, but XSplit would only let you stream in 480p if you didn't pay for it.
Oof.
Which, even in 2013, was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So that, there was a clear benefit there.
Yeah. I know a good starter one is Streamlabs.
Yeah, the Streamlabs OBS is really good, really friendly. Yeah. Really user-friendly compared to just flat OBS. But no, there's hundreds of tutorials on YouTube and Google.
So we went over what it takes to become affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
Partner seems like a way more non-specific kind of qualification for it.
Yeah, partner's changed over the years as well. Back in the old days, partner, there was no affiliate program. Affiliate was only introduced in 2017-ish, I think.
Okay.
I got affiliate not long after it came out, so about 2017, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there used to only be partner. And to get partner, you needed 500 average viewers every stream. And yeah, there was no set guidelines of, like, you're this much out of this much, you're this much out of this much. It's get about 500 viewers, submit an application, we'll decide case by case if we're going to accept or deny you.
That's pretty much how it is now, and it's not necessarily that you have to have 500.
Yeah. No.
It's just like you send an application, they evaluate your channel,
yeah,
and then they tell you apparently like what mm-hmm. you need to change.
Yeah, they have like an entry-level criteria, like 75 viewers, 12 days streamed, so much hours and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's only to get yourself reviewed, basically. If you're someone who's not if you're a toxic personality, there's a very good chance they'll just deny partnership, but they'll still let you on your platform. They just won't be as eager to be like, you're not really the right fit for Twitch and what we're trying to achieve, so.
Yeah. So,
it's still a case-by-case basis.
So what you say, like, basically 75 is like a good 75 and up is a good amount to like start from for application.
Yeah, once you get affiliate, because on your Twitch there's a dashboard that shows you all your stats and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it shows like a path to affiliate, I think it says, mm-hmm. or journey to affiliate.
I think it's path to affiliate.
Yeah. So it'll tell you, get 3 average viewers, get 500 minute stream, I think it is, and the 50 followers. After you're done that, a new one pops up that says something to partner, path to partner,
mm-hmm.
which has the same kind of X out of X, X out of Y.
Yeah.
But
I know there's like a list of like achievements mm-hmm. that you can get through Twitch.
Yeah.
So like the biggest things for getting with partner is like building a good community.
Yep.
For your stream. So like that includes like, I was going to say Facebook, but
they want you to have a good community. Like a lot of people promote themselves on Facebook, not Facebook Live.
No.
Instagram, Twitter, like they look at all your social status.
I hear like Reddit is a popular one.
Most of the bigger streamers have their own subreddits as well.
Yeah. And they usually have like somebody managing it as well. So that's a good part. And apparently, and like a good thing too is to just like watch a lot of Twitch.
Yeah.
To kind of see and understand what makes a good stream, as well as like networking with other streamers. Like
networking without being annoying. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be like, come on my stream. I'm streaming right here.
I've seen too many young kids going to big Fortnite streamers and just post in their chat like, hey, I'm streaming here, you should come watch me. And you get there and they're talking into their laptop microphones or their Xbox microphones. And you go from a streamer who has, a nice microphone set up, XLR, like,
I'm just like, yeah.
Like to like literally screaming, muffled
screeching to the mic
muffled like 24. Oh yeah, that's bad. Anyways,
yeah, so that's what you shouldn't do.
Try be yourself, make organic friendships with streamers that you're visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just like go on your stream and be like, I see you're drawing, I draw too. But like, go in, hang out, talk with people. A lot of people on Twitch, especially in the creative community, they're really friendly.
Yeah.
And most of the times they'll end up asking you, like,
yeah, no, they, that's, that's what I find.
I was going to say you'd have more knowledge on that side.
Well, that's what I find so far is I've been watching like a lot of different drawing streamers because I draw on Twitch. I draw, sing, and like sometimes play video games. I'm not
way more talented than me.
Yeah, no. So yeah, like what I found is that most of the time I tried not to be like that guy. Yeah. So I'd go on like less popular streams because I'm more about like supporting like newer streamers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I find it's easier to talk to people.
Yeah, you're more of a community.
It's easier to talk to people whenever there's not like 1,000 people
spamming the same emote.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, no, I went and visited a few streams and stuff, and like pretty much right away they asked like, oh, do you stream or do you draw and all that? And
that's the same thing, right? They're looking to build that organic. Yeah. We kind of do the same thing. We can help each other out.
Exactly.
Versus the, I'm going to use you. Come to my channel.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, a good thing to do while you're streaming basically is just be very interactive, be yourself, interact with your chat.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're somebody's just like, I mean, you've seen probably tons of streams where like somebody donates like $500 and they're just like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Like, most people are pretty accepting, but like once you get so big, like the top like 1% of Twitch where they have like constant stream of $5 donations that you can't even keep up with them because, you know.
Yeah, it's...
But yeah. It's like be humble kind of thing. Appreciate that people are giving you their hard-earned money for you literally playing video games kind of thing. Whether you're entertaining or just playing a video game.
Oh, for sure.
The appreciated... People want the attention. People want to feel appreciated when they give you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes a long way. It's all personalities and... You're going to be people you don't like. There's going to be people you like.
Hmm. So my next topic that I want to move to for Twitch streaming is the dangers of streaming on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like things that you should be aware of before you start streaming and before you get into the whole Twitch scene.
Hmm. A big one that I haven't seen as much lately was people getting caught with chargebacks on PayPal, where people would donate a large amount to get a reaction. It'd be like you just said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So someone will donate $2,000 out of the blue and people wouldn't recognize the name. They'd be like, I've never seen you on my channel before. Why are you giving me this much money?
Yeah.
So if you were to spend that $2,000 and they charge it back, PayPal expects you to give that money back plus a surcharge.
How can they do that though? Like, because basically is they ask for the money back.
Yeah. PayPal's come a long way in this sense as well. This isn't, they have more policies in place for this, but before you could file a dispute that you never received the goods you purchased kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Or even stolen credit cards. There's been plenty of people. There was last year, the year before, there was someone who went around to 7 or 8 streamers just donating like thousands of dollars at a time. And it was literally the same night within like a course of 3 hours.
Yeah.
And obviously the bigger streamers know each other and all realize that they were all getting all this money at the same time. And the next day they found out like, yeah, it's all.
Yeah. And the thing is too, is when they do charge back, sometimes there's like interest involved as well.
Yeah.
From what I've heard anyways.
Yeah.
So like you could have, you know, this like 13-year-old kid streaming and like see somebody giving him like $1,000 and like, oh my God, like freaks out and then goes and spends that money. And then gets charged back and then they don't have the money to like fork out. Like even if they kept the money and didn't spend it, they'd still have to give more money than they received.
Yeah, there's a I can't remember, there's a chargeback fee in general too. If it's not like if you don't willingly just give the money back kind of thing without the PayPal dispute, I think it's like 1%.
Ooh.
Which, you know, like it's pretty hefty higher up. So there's, you know, not even just in the kid perspective, but like adults who are making a living on Twitch.
Exactly. And
they're not in the upper echelon where they're making millions. They're making, you know, like their rent, their food, their, you know, the normal stuff. Just, it's like a paycheck.
Yeah. It's a job.
It's a job. You get, you know, your paycheck taken away from you and then some. That's a risky part for sure.
There's a lot of mean people on the internet.
Oh yeah. You have to have thick skin for sure.
Yeah. Even for like some of the more trivial stuff, like people will constantly try to mess with you during your stream.
Yep.
Especially like if you're a streamer that like streams on mobile,
mm-hmm.
and like does public streams, like from what you told me, like people like, if you show that like you're at a certain restaurant or something, people like call the restaurant and like,
oh yeah, the public streams are really risky because people will just call, let's say you go to a restaurant, people will call the restaurant and just start telling the waitress that she's a bunch of profanity, or that the guy wearing the blue shirt, the gray jeans is, you know, has a gun. Or stuff like that. There'll instantly be police called to the restaurants and stuff. Like, it's a real bad scene.
So, that being said, if you stream from your home, it's good to not say your address.
Good to not have your address public or your full names for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a risky...
Because, like, there's a lot of mean people out there.
It's happening less and less now that things are happening. But if you live in an area that's not used to... Like, not used to the internet culture yet, it's risky.
Well, even around Christmas time, we had a thing like that happen.
Yeah.
Where we were having a Christmas party in Bathurst and at a hotel. And Ryan couldn't come. So, and then I saw he was streaming on my phone. I saw that he was streaming. And so I went on his stream and I started like guilt tripping him as I like, oh man, like you should come to to the Christmas party, Ryan. We're having so much fun without you. And then I was like, I'm gonna like live stream us guilt tripping you. And I went and I actually like did it. We're having so much fun here, Ryan, without you at, like, we're here at the Contendo party at
specific location.
And, like, Ryan's on his stream, like,
trying to block it out. And I had my other friend, which, once again, that's networking. I have a friend, and she has a pretty much way bigger stream than me, but we hang out, we play video games and stuff. And so when he went live, I said, you should go watch him because he's making fun of me. It'll make for good content. People will like to watch that. So it went from him guilt tripping me to my face to him guilt tripping me in front of 40 or 50 people that you don't know. One of those people could have malicious intent.
Yeah. So it was... I was an idiot. I didn't know about all that stuff. So,
but luckily, we're safe and sound. It was funny.
Yeah. Luckily nothing happened, but that's things that you should be aware of when you become a streamer. What other risks would you say? I mean, like, there's people that just play pranks as well, like the knock sound clip. You can elaborate on that, Ryan.
There's this really realistic sound clip where it sounds like it's knocking out of your left and right headphones one at a time. So people donate, like, look at this picture of this cute cat, but there's sound behind it, and it'll knock to your left. So you look to your left, knock to your right, you look to your right. But if you're home alone and you hear these knocking and you don't understand what's going on, there's some people that have like looked out their window, gotten scared, and like went and like double checked their doors were locked.
I saw a guy actually like cock a gun.
Yeah.
Like pulled out a gun whenever he heard that. He's like, like right away.
Yeah. When you're home alone and stuff, like when unexpected knocks on your windows, you think are happening. Yeah.
Which that also itself is very dangerous. If you're a gun owner, like, don't show on your stream that you have a gun.
If you actually, weapons are illegal. If you show an actual gun on Twitch, you will get banned off the platform.
Yeah.
Whether it's your first, there's multiple offenses, multiple times.
It's varying intent. It's not all right on the platform, and also
it
could be very dangerous for you because people could, you know, call the cops on you and like say like this man is armed and he has a hostage.
And that's the number one most dangerous thing is the swatting.
Yeah.
People learn your real life location, your house location. They'll call the police, say you have a hostage and a gun. So police have to treat the threat as real, no matter how menial it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll show up. There's plenty of videos online of swatting, of people just playing video games and a full SWAT team breaks down the door behind them.
Well, there was that one where a guy gave someone else's address.
And then, yeah, that's the worst one of all.
Yeah, that he gave someone else's address and the SWAT team showed up. The man had no idea what was going on.
Wasn't involved in the incident of the two guys arguing on the internet at all. It was a third person that just completely lost his life because of stupidity.
Yeah, and he got shot down by the cops. So, again, be careful on what you say and show on your stream.
Yeah, real-life addresses, all that personal information. Keep it as private as possible.
Yeah.
I've known plenty of female Twitch streamers who literally don't even say what state they're in anymore or province because of issues like that, because of creepy people. And yeah, it can get rough for that kind of situation too, not even involving police.
Yeah. So that was Contendo's PSA
on yeah,
what be safe, not kids. To do. Yeah. So, so this is the podcast, and this was us talking about Twitch. If you want to check us out, I'm also a streamer there, Soda Culture, and this Ryan's stream is Blasty.
Yep, yeah. Two T's.
So come and check us out. This was the podcast. I like totally blanked out on the name of the podcast. This is only our second podcast.
This is a podcast.
This is podcast. Thank you. This is Work in Progress with Contendo, and thanks for watching.